I'm Andrew Schneider at 92.1 KRLS here with two of the seniors of the Pella volleyball team, Avi Amos and Bailey Van Vorst. First of all, it's good to have you on. I've been able to see a couple of your games in person so far. A big win recently over Norwalk. You had a great weekend last weekend at the Southeast Polk Tournament, and obviously some big games coming up. Bailey, I'll start with you. I remember you as a freshman kind of being the small fish in a really big pond with a big graduating class, and now it's your team with Anna and some of these other seniors and Avi. What has that growth been like through the program, and what's it like for you to be in your senior season working towards those goals you've been working for several years now?
I just think it's really fun to watch everybody grow, and not just in our volleyball experience, but also just our relationship as a team. And I think it's really fun to look back and see how, like, especially with me and Anna, how we started and how we've been able to take the seniors when we were freshmen and their leadership and use that as, like, for ourselves and how we can lead the rest of the team.
Well, and you have a big addition to your senior class, and she's sitting to your right, and one of your longtime good friends, Avi Amos. And Avi, obviously, you made a big jump from PC to Pella, and you've been starting here for the Green and White this year. You don't have to go into too much detail, but what's it been like for you then to transition here to Pella? How have you been welcomed, and what's it been like getting to know some of these girls who I'm sure you've known for several years, but on the same side of the court now?
It's been a blast. I've really loved it here. The girls are great. They're super welcoming. I mean, they're a great group of girls. I've loved them ever since we started playing basketball together in third grade. They're really a great team, super good volleyball players. It's just an awesome team and experience to be able to be with these girls after playing sports with them since from a young age, and just, yeah.
Well, and Bailey, what's it been like having Avi? You guys have been best friends for a long time. You guys obviously have played against each other when Pella PC matchups and played together in club and so on. What has it meant to have her on this team, and what has she brought with her experience being an All-State player?
It's just been really great because we've always wanted to play with each other just because we have been such good friends. And we were really excited I was really excited when she told me, and I thought she was joking at first, but I was super excited. And she's brought a lot to our team. She's brought great offense, defense, serving, everything, every part of our game has just been better, and just a good, calm, like, aspect, and someone that we can count on the court.
Well, on flip side, Avi, what's it been like joining a team that last year had a great season, knew that they were going to have a pretty good year this year with the amount of seniors they had coming back, and what's it been like being a part of a program with Bailey and Anna and Ella and Meredith and Jasmine and having these great high-level players that you're getting to share the court with now?
It's been so awesome. It's super fun to know that no matter where it goes on the court, that you can really count on those people, and that there's just great people all around, great plays all around, and it's just super fun to watch because you know that whoever it's going to, they're going to put it down, or they're going to put it away, or they're going to get up the pass, and it's just super fun because the energy's fun and the game, the level is super high, and yeah, it's just great that everyone has a big goal in mind. I mean, State, of course, and I just feel like everyone really wants to work and play hard, and yeah, it's just great volleyball.
Well, and Bailey, your three losses this year have all come to ranked teams so far, and highly ranked teams like North Polk and Oskaloosa and Indianola. So what's it been like, you know, learning from those experiences? Because you've had a lot of wins against some of those teams now, too. And how do you feel you guys are playing after being through, what, about a third, if not close to half of the season?
I think we've definitely improved over the season. I think our losses have really, like, fired up our energy, and we want to get better for that. And especially with this upcoming game, this is a big game for us just because we are rivals with them. And I think just learning from like the reasons that we have lost and learning from our mistakes on the court, and just I feel like something that we have learned is just our energy, like being a positive team and being together and knowing that we are together in this, like with every point, every moment. I think it's pushing us to be a better team.
Well, this weekend you've got the Ballard Tournament, Avi, and then after that, as we kind of alluded to, a team now you've already seen in a scrimmage and now head-to-head in last week's Southeast Polk Tournament, and that's Oskaloosa, who right now is the leader of the pack in the conference. When you think about the Indians, you think about Faith and what they do, what are the things you've learned about from what you've seen so far and the things you think you need to do to be able to beat them like this team did a year ago in the conference tournament?
I would just say, obviously, Faith Durandi is a great player, and just really looking to shut her down, getting a big block up on her and finding the space where she could possibly hit around the block as the middle back. That's a key piece. And then I would also say we just need to be smart with our balls, because Oskaloosa, obviously, they're a good team. They're going to pick up the different hits to the areas of the court. So we just have to be smart in where we put the ball, and we just have to be consistent. Obviously, good serve receive and just good all-around consistent play.
Well, Bailey, AV already alluded to the goal for this team, and it's one that you've talked about for years, and especially after last year, you want to be one of those final eight, and you guys feel like you're a team that can play for a state championship. What do you think that's going to take between now and the end of the season, now that you already have about half of the season done, and the things that you need to do to beat Oskaloosa, to be at the front of this conference, and to put yourself in a position to be one of those final eight teams in Cedar Rapids?
I think we need to work on just being more consistent, playing at the highest consistency and highest level that we can all around. I think the biggest thing with that is just keeping up our energy and just letting like the bad plays go and just moving on to the next one. And just skill-wise, I think just being a team that is good out of system so that even if we are like failing in one part, we can pick each other up in a different part of our game.
Well, and Avi, one of the reasons I'm sure you joined this team was because of that possibility and that ability to maybe make a run to Cedar Rapids. From your chair, especially being a newcomer and now being integrated into the system the last couple of months, what do you think it's going to take? It's probably similar to Bailey, to be one of those final eight teams and to have a chance to win a state championship.
Yeah, I would also agree with Bailey on the energy. I think when we're a positive team and we work together and we really, yeah, pick up where others are lacking maybe on different days, we really do well. I feel like we can put anything away when we're just being ourselves and being happy and happy for each other and working together in that way. And I would also say, yeah, just consistency and really reading. And I would say being smart, like Bailey said, we just really need to be smart with where we put the ball. And we all know we can hit the ball, but we need to really, yeah, step it up to that level, especially when we play against those good teams in the big blocks when we get further here into the state journey.
Bailey Van Voorst, Avi Amos, two of the seniors of the Pella volleyball team, joining us here on the Radio Sports page. A pleasure to talk to you. Watch some of your games. I'm looking forward to our video streams coming up the next couple of weeks, and obviously, hopefully, a nice long season that takes us into November in Cedar Rapids. Appreciate your time. All the best to you, and we'll see you down the road.
Thank you so much.